From KLCC Studios, this is Oregon on the Record.
I'm Michael Dunn. While much of our current political drama is happening in Washington, D.C. and Salem, there is a battle brewing on Oregon's coast that's well worth our attention. A sitting county commissioner for Lincoln County, Claire Hall, is facing a recall petition. This is interesting in and of itself because Hall has served in this capacity for 21 years, and it's extra intriguing because Lincoln County has never recalled an elected official in its 132-year history. Today on the show, you'll hear from both sides of this issue. First, from the lead petitioner trying to remove the commissioner, and then directly from Hall. As political intrigue goes, it's got it all. Claims of corruption, claims of personal vendettas, and claims of fraud. And it's next on Oregon on the Record. Recalls of sitting elected officials used to be rare. However, in our hyper-political world, this tactic is increasing. Here in our community, a recall effort for a county commissioner is going to the voters of Lincoln County. Today, we bring you both sides of this issue, first with the person leading the charge to recall Commissioner Claire Hall. Christine Jamison, the lead petitioner for Lincoln County citizens to recall Claire Hall. Christine, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Michael.
Yeah, let's just start with the basic question. Why do you wish to recall Commissioner Hall?
Well, Michael, there are many reasons, but the main reasons are the treatment she has given another fellow commissioner, Commissioner Miller, also that we've had now 4 years of failed audits. When I filed, there were only 3 years. The 2024 audit just sort of came in on the skids, and it's really bad. Again, the same issues that we've had for the last 4 years. So in other words, there's no corrective procedures in place. And finally, it's the treatment and the understaffing of our district attorney's department that is putting us all at risk. So those are the main reasons. Added to that could be things like their treatment of citizens that are taxpaying citizens that are paying their salaries when they attend the BOC meetings. If there's somebody that they don't agree with, they'll turn the microphone off and won't even allow you to finish the sentence that you're in the middle of because your 3 minutes is up. And there's never an answer given. You know, I'm still waiting for answers from June 4th. So, you know, I think those are the main reasons.
Are there, is this something that's spread across all the commissioners or really centering, obviously the recall is centering on Commissioner Hall, but are there other actions from the other members of the Board of Commissioners that you take issue with?
No, they're mainly focused on Claire Hall for one reason. The audits, she is the last person standing. That was on the board in 21, 22, and 23. Commissioner Miller didn't start working for the county as a commissioner. He was a public information officer before for 14 years, but he didn't have any control over any of this. So therefore, she's basically the only person standing as far as the audits. And as far as the district attorney's budget that she seems to be controlling, according to information I've been given, she controls that budget. And over the last probably 5 to 7 years, their salaries have been held down extremely low, so much so that keeping a deputy district attorney in Lincoln County is becoming almost impossible because they can just literally walk over the border, have a lower caseload, and earn maybe $30,000 a year more. So, you know, when you've got cheaper housing, less work to do, and you can make $30,000 more, why would you stay?
In doing some research looking at local reports, I saw that Commissioner Hall tried to ban you from meetings or public comment periods. Could you talk specifically about those?
Yes. I went down for the first time, the very first time. Just so you know, I'm not really a political animal. I've never involved myself in this type of thing before. I went to the BOC meeting because I'd been watching occasionally the BOC meetings online, never attended in person, never felt I needed to. And after watching for about 9 months, I started to get very concerned that things weren't as they should be. And so I ventured down there on June 4th to ask why our tax dollars were being spent, what I believe to be incorrectly. And after that meeting, I was grabbed by Council Yule. She is the county council here in Lincoln County. And she told me with another resident that four of our county employees were corrupt and a multiple of other personal things about these people that I didn't feel was appropriate. So I went back on the 18th after emailing the commissioners and asking if I could come in and speak to them. Again, the only commissioner that responded was Casey Miller. I was ignored completely by Commissioner Hall and Commissioner Chuck. So I went there to ask them about what I was told. And I got a letter about a week and a half later telling me that I was banned for 6 months. So I obviously consulted with an attorney and requested the appeal that they offered. And about 2 months later, they decided to let me back in because they had banned me incorrectly.
I see. I see. Folks listening might, specifically about recalls, you know, folks listening might say something like, well, why don't you just try and vote this person out of office? Why go through the effort and the disruption of a recall? I just wanted to get your opinion about recalls versus the normal action that people take to remove someone from elected office.
Exactly, Michael. I would love to be able to use that process. Unfortunately, in Claire Hall's case, she's just been elected. So her term isn't up for another three and a half years when we started this. So at this point, I believe the damage to the county will be so severe that it wasn't an option for me. A recall was the only option that was left.
Okay. Let me quickly reintroduce you to the audience. We're talking with Christine Jamison. She is the lead petitioner for the Lincoln County Citizens to Recall Claire Hall. Commissioner Hall has said that she's done a lot for the county and stands on her record. You've certainly talked about certain things that you've identified. When you look at her entire record, you know, what do you see?
I moved here from California through choice in 2017. When I arrived, I was quite comfortable with everything that was going on here. I did research fully what was happening in the area that I was looking to spend the rest of my life in because I've moved here as a retiree. I really believe, you know, Claire Hall has been in office for 21 years. And I believe until around 2020, 2021, things were running well. And she's done a lot of good things for Lincoln County. However, in 2020 to 2021, things started to go off the rails. And, you know, I tried to be reasonable here with the understanding that we were in the middle of COVID and it was very, very difficult for all officials. However, when we have a commissioner that's telling us to mask up, stay home, while she's driving to Reno in her car unmasked with a bunch of other people, that made me question the leadership. Then, of course, I started paying attention to the 2021 audit, and that was sort of like, what's going on here? Why are we missing assets, but the loan that's secured on that asset is mentioned? And then the 2022 audit, the 2023 audit was exactly the same, massive material weaknesses, no balancing, no accounts balancing and all having to be restated. And the continuous grinding on the district attorney's department. Unfortunately, Commissioner Hall has had a very, very combative relationship with three district attorneys in a row. It's not just this district attorney. And she's supported by Council Yule in this. They seem to have a problem with the district attorney's office. I have no idea how it started, but I do know if we don't do something, how it's going to end. because we are already looking at about a 24% increase in cases filed. So that means our crime is way up. I mean, this last 11 months, according to the district attorneys, these numbers came from the Department of Justice, 403 felonies were filed in Lincoln County. And when you look at counties like Benton County that has almost double the population, they only have 332 felonies. Hmm. So, you know, we are obviously running a lot hotter and a lot harder on crime here. And the district attorney needs to have the staff to be able to do her job. And this idea that, you know, Claire Hall mentioned in her last interview, I believe with Kara Morgan here in Lincoln County, that she's waiting for the arbitration agreement between the deputy district attorneys and the county, because they had to basically go to arbitration because they just couldn't work out why their salaries were so low and Commissioner Hall would not allow them to rise as other departments have. And so that arbitration was settled back in November. So why is she still talking about waiting for it just further shows me that, you know, she's just not keeping up as she should be.
Christine Jamison, the lead petitioner for Lincoln County Citizens to recall Claire Hall. Christine, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you for the opportunity, Michael. Have a wonderful day.
Now let's hear from the politician at the center of this storm, Claire Hall. Lincoln County Commissioner Claire Hall, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, Michael.
You've been on the county commission for, you know, going on two decades. Tell us, in your words, some of what you feel are your biggest accomplishments representing the county of Lincoln County, the people of Lincoln County.
Well, when I look back on my service since I first entered office in 2005, I think that I've got a lot to be proud of. I haven't accomplished it all on my own. In politics, you need good partnerships. But I have made affordable housing one of the main focuses of my work. And through funding streams, I helped to create in Salem. And then for the last 7+ years as member and chair of the Oregon Housing Stability Council, I have had a hand in bringing funding for more than 600 affordable housing units to every part of Lincoln County. I am also happy that I have been able to more than triple the staffing in our Veterans Service Office, which has led to tens of millions of dollars in additional benefits and recoveries for our local veterans. Lincoln County Transit Services have been another one of my focus areas. In the time I've been in office, we have managed to significantly grow our footprint, add new services, increase service on existing routes. And we've done that all without increasing the base fare that entire time.
Okay. Yet, you know, for the first time in like 100 years, I guess, there's going to be this recall election against you that's going to be put to the voters. Why do you think this effort has materialized against you?
Well, I've been reflecting on that a lot, and I guess I have reached the point where people feel the need to try to take me out. For my first 5 terms, you know, I never really had a close race, but I think as I've grown in time in office, I've grown in effectiveness. I have grown in my effectiveness, and I got targeted for the first time last year by a candidate who already had a name base, was willing to spend a lot of money, was willing to spend a lot of time campaigning, and did his very best to take me out. And I did win by 115 votes out of more than 26,000 cast. And I think people saw that that was a close race, and now they have come up with a barrel of complaints that they are trying to they have forced a recall vote and are hoping that people will vote to remove me.
Okay. Maybe, can you talk to a little bit about some of those complaints and the efforts in reading up on this? There were some accusations of not handling public comment periods appropriately. You know, kind of talk about what these complaints are against you.
Well, unfortunately, we've had one commissioner, I would say, essentially go rogue. It started in September of 2024 when he attacked me and the other then sitting commissioner with totally false accusations. We've got a district attorney who isn't always getting her way with the Board of Commissioners, and so has resorted to kind of the old script of, unless I get everything I want, then I believe that I need, you're harming public safety. But I really feel like all of these complaints, they're just a smokescreen. And beyond the people either directly involved with or closely associated with the recall, I'm not hearing a peep about this. The things that people care about right now and that I'm trying my best to work on are things like the threatened loss of our Coast Guard helicopter, the potential coming of an ICE facility to Newport, people wondering if they're going to have health insurance, access to food aid, that kind of thing. And frankly, I hear from a lot of people, they say, what is this? And why do they really think that it's enough of a basis to remove me from office?
Okay. I know, too, that you've had some health challenges that have prevented you from attending certain meetings. Kind of what's your status now and going forward if this recall is unsuccessful and you continue to serve?
Well, in a nutshell, I had a very bad fall, suffered multiple broken bones. I was just about rehabbing well from that when I suffered a bleeding stomach ulcer that I was told really was a touch and go situation. I did pull through the surgery, but the recovery has been slow. It's had a couple of setbacks, but I am on track, and I have been able to participate in, I would say, easily 90% of my work remotely. I'm fortunate that this is the kind of work that can largely be done remotely, but I'm really hoping somewhere around the first of the year to be able to start returning to the office, at least on a limited basis.
Okay. Is there an element of the recall effort that breaks along party lines?
Well, I feel that's the case, even though the sponsors say that it doesn't. A lot of people associated with the recall, they have expressed anti-government, anti-regulatory sentiments. The same folks circulating the recall petitions against me also had the petitions to repeal vote by mail and to remove the governor as well. And, to me, it's a mindset. Right now, I'm perceived as the blue representative, the liberal, because I still believe in things like helping the homeless instead of throwing them in jail, like my opponent last year advocated. And I really think these people have decided they've had enough of that. And that's why they want to drive me from office.
Okay. Members of your staff had sent us an email about a situation where it's possible there could be a real conflict of interest with regard to the group trying to recall you. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to address that, to talk about that.
Well, I'm not sure what that would have been referring to specifically, but I just learned that just yesterday that the treasurer of that group, this is incongruous to me because the recall group claims that this is a locally based, locally driven effort, yet their treasurer is the executive director of a group based in Tigard, which is dedicated to electing conservatives to local office. And then a second recall committee has been formed by a man who is an avowed transphobe. I am transgender. I made no secret about that when I transitioned more than 7 years ago, and who has declared me to be actually a mentally ill man and that my identity as Claire Hall is nothing more than a masquerade. So it's kind of an interesting and to me, frankly, somewhat odious grab bag of points of view, which I honestly believe in my heart as a commissioner for 20 years and a resident of Lincoln County for close to 40 years, runs counter to mainstream thinking in this community.
Okay. Perhaps my last question for you is if this recall effort proves successful, what will you do?
Well, to be honest, I haven't given that much thought. I am 66 years old. I probably would look at winding things down a bit, starting to draw my Social Security, maybe look forward to some other kind of employment opportunities related to advocacy and, helping folks in need. That's really been the focus of my entire adult life, but I haven't mapped that out in any real detail yet.
Philosophically, about recall efforts in general, and I wanted to, as someone who's going through this now, I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about it as a lever of government.
You just mentioned Michael, and it's hard for me to be objective being a target of a recall myself at the moment, but also as kind of a student of government and politics. I think the recall was originally meant to be a fine surgical tool to remove someone who was truly guilty of neglect of the job or criminal abuse of the job. And now it's just become another tool. Well, this side didn't like the results, so we're going to go for a do-over and another do-over and another do-over until we wear people down.
Lincoln County Commissioner Claire Hall, really appreciate you coming on during difficult circumstances and talking with us.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's the show for today. All episodes of Oregon on the Record are available as a podcast at klcc.org. Monday on the show, you'll hear from a reporter who's uncovered new information about the viability and cost of the proposed Coos Bay shipping terminal. I'm Michael Dunn, host of Oregon on the Record. Thanks for listening.